There are a lot of people in this tiny room, located on top of a building in the quiet 20th district of Paris. The crowd is cheerful and diverse. All of the people here are between 18 and 25 years old. Tonight, a meeting is being held to elect the local representative of Le Refuge, or the shelter. It's a home for LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender youth. Attending the meeting is Samuel, a 19-year-old Parisian, who explains his family rejected him because he is homosexual.
I'm here because my parents put me out because I'm gay, and they're religious and they don't want to have a gay boy in their house. I lost my parents and my sister, brother, grandparents and uncle, all my family. They said he's gay, the devil's in my son. So they moved, they changed lives and changed number, they changed everything. It's really hard for that, really.
Most of the LGBT youth here tonight have similar stories. The purpose of Le Refuge is to provide a temporary shelter for young victims of homophobia. The organization, which gets government support, was founded by Nicolas Noguet in 2003. Since its creation, it's helped around 500 people with its network of 55 flats across France. Joanne, a member of the organization, says Le Refuge has been overwhelmed by cries for help since the debate on gay marriage last year in France.
Within a month, we got as many calls as we normally get in a year. That's huge. Last spring, we were receiving 500 calls a month, and it's still like that now. There is a lot of unspoken homophobia in France, and the debate made it apparent. It was used by the opposition. They forget that behind the politics, there are also young people.
According to Joanne, there is no equivalent to Le Refuge in the rest of the world.
Non, Le Refuge est unique dans le monde.
Le Refuge is unique in the world. Some countries are interested, like Belgium or Canada. But today, we are the only organization in the world that helps young LGBT victims of homophobia within their own family unit. They're not discriminated against. Their sexuality is actually at the heart of our work. It's a shame it doesn't exist anywhere else. I don't think there's less homophobia abroad. It would be good if other shelters were created abroad. It has to start somewhere.
Javanshir is a 22-year-old from Azerbaijan and has been staying at Le Refuge for some time now. He had to flee his country because he had been institutionalized by the state and force-fed the treatment that was supposed to cure him of his homosexuality. France was the only country to offer him asylum.
Before I came here, I contacted to different associations in different countries. And I contacted France. There was one association. There was a lot of coordinators. They said that we will help you with lawyer for to protect your rights in Europe. And France opened his arms to me. I came to France. I felt myself insecurity because so many associations, so many hospitality people, they help. And after this, my coordinator found place for me in Le Refuge, and I arrived there. And since March, I'm living in Le Refuge.
In addition to a place to stay, the LGBT organization offers classes to help the tenants to get back on their feet in more ways than one. Tonight, 10 people have signed up for dance lessons at Le Refuge. But the organization also helps the people living here find work, apply to university, or ask for state benefits, because all of them will have to leave at some point. After 6 months, they will have to find a new place to live. Caroline is a 20-year-old Parisian who was kicked out on the street when her grandmother found out she's a lesbian. Since she moved into Le Refuge in March, she found a job working with the young children. She says she's scared, but happy because she can finally be herself.
Right now I'm just starting a new life. I'm starting to understand myself, to be okay with me, to be okay with what I feel and not feeling that I'm not normal. I always felt like I was always different. I would say my life right now is true.
Caroline, like many others, says she wants to come back and become a volunteer at Le Refuge once she finds a place to live. She wants to give back to the people who helped her when she needed it the most. a way for her and the others not to be victims anymore. This is Fabien Yannick Charbonnel in Paris, France, for DW.